welcome to The Fat Lip. I am your host, Ash, and it is episode 25. That is so exciting to say. So, episode 25 means I've been doing this show for over a year now, and as you all know, I am a white person, and unfortunately, most of the body pause and fat pause conversations are dominated by people with my skin tone. And it's just not representative of what the fat community really is. And so I think we all need to make an effort to center fat people of color in these conversations and to talk about intersectional experiences of fatness. So today I'm talking to Viviana Rose, who is an author who wrote a book called How American Diet Culture Negatively Affects Latinas. And it's really a personal account of her life and being bullied for her size starting at a young age, and her disordered eating, and how she got out of that. And it's a really important account that I think we all need to read and we all need to hear. So I'm talking with Viviana Rose today about the book and about her experiences, and about how, in particular, diet culture negatively affects the Latinx community. So I hope you enjoy my conversation with Viviana Rose, and at the end, I will give you all of her social media information and also information on where you can find her book.
When I was little, I was always really athletic looking, so I was not overweight during that time. So as a teenager too, I was really athletic, but when I was a teenager, that's when I started getting the eating disorder and doing the starvation diets and stuff. And then, you know, I was happy as a child, but I think my teenage years, it was a very hard time for me. Yeah. You know, just the depression, and but my childhood was pretty good.
What happened in your teenage years, do you think, that was there something that triggered that, or?
I wanted to be attractive as possible, so I started starving myself, and I dropped a lot of weight, but I was feeling very sick. I was passing out and fainting and feeling really weak. Mm-hmm. So I was having a lot of symptoms and I wasn't feeling good. So that was going on when I was a teenager up till I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. So what happened when you were 16?
The doctors, they put me on antidepressants, and at first I really didn't want to go on them. And the chemicals caused me to gain 120 pounds. Mm-hmm. So that's when I was, you know, overweight.
Yeah.
As an adult.
And how did that affect you, gaining that much weight when you were 16?
You know, I was getting bullied a lot. In the first years, these boys in my high school, they would bully me a lot, and I was still really hurt. And it was a very hard thing to go through. It was something new in my life because, like I said, when I was a kid, I was really athletic. I was in shape. And now kind of these things are happening. And, you know, I was getting bullied a lot. And it was just a really different experience. Yeah, but right now I'm 31 years old. So, yeah.
And you feel better about your body now when you're 31?
I definitely feel a lot better, you know. I'm still on the antidepressants, mm-hmm. and I accept myself for who I am because, you know, I don't even feel comfortable being 200 pounds. For me, I think it's too skinny for me. I'm like 260 right now. I feel very comfortable with myself. Mm-hmm. And I want other people to be happy for themselves and accept themselves.
Right. And that's why you wrote your book, right?
Yes.
So tell me about your book. What's it called?
It's called How American Diet Culture negatively affects Latinas.
Okay, so can you talk about why you wrote the book?
I wanted to kind of talk about the eating disorders. I talk about it in very graphic detail because I do want to scare the readers because, you know, there are consequences to doing the eating disorder. There are a lot of symptoms. You're going to get real sick and dehydrated, and it's a very bad thing. Mm-hmm. But people should not starve themselves. So it's kind of like an awareness to that. And in the Latino community, there's a lot of fat shaming going on within families. You know, there are mothers that tell their daughters, you know, shut up and lose weight or gorda, fat or whatever. And I also talk about in relationships, too, because I've dated a lot of Latino men who would tell me, you know, I need to get a six-pack abs and, you know, I need to lose weight and I'm too big. So it happens in the Latino culture a lot, too, here mm-hmm. in the United States. So I've noticed it and I've always wanted to write a book about that. And my book is very unique and has a lot of good information about it.
Yeah, and I heard that you have an opening chapter by someone special. Who wrote your opening chapter?
Yes, Gloria Lucas. She has a website called Nalgona Positive Pride. And her Instagram is just, she's really famous on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
She has like thousands of followers. She's like really popular. I was following her before she was famous. And
right.
I emailed her. I said, you know, I'd really love it if you could write the intro chapter to my book. And she did. She did. And I was so happy that she did that because she is starting to get, you know, real famous, and
yeah.
I admire her success. I think she's a wonderful person. She's I love what she talks about, and it was an honor to have her write the intro chapter, and I think a lot of her fans would love my book, and to really get into the book. I think Gloria Lucas fans would love my book.
Good, that's excellent. So your book is available on Amazon, right? And also at Barnes & Noble?
Yes.
Okay, and so I'll put the link to the book both on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon in the show notes so that everybody that's listening can go and grab those.
I just want to say I really want this book to be extremely successful. I think the book, there's a lot of books out there about eating disorders, but I feel like for fat positivity and kind of talking specifically about Latinas and the culture, the diet culture, that really is destroying, you know, thousands of Latinos' lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there needs to be positivity. And I kind of really bring awareness to the dangers of eating disorders and all the symptoms. I even have a chapter about diet pills, how dangerous diet pills are and diet pill addiction. And there's not a lot of books or information about that.
Right.
So I did some research. I put that in my book as well. I think it's very important for the plus-size community to read my book. And I purposely made the book. I'm selling it at a very low price of mm-hmm. $7.99. So it could be affordable for people to buy the book. I didn't want to make it expensive. I wanted to make it super cheap. So a lot of people can buy the book and have a great time reading the book. So I really want this book to be really popular, and I feel it just has a lot of good information. And if you are a part of the plus size movement, I strongly suggest getting my book. Well, and I'm so happy that I released the book.
Well, I'm happy you released it also. I'm definitely going to read it, and I'm definitely going to post about it on Instagram. So please go and check out Viviana's book. And I think it's important to have a voice talking about diet culture as it relates to Latinx culture, and that's a perspective we don't hear very often. So I'm very happy to have you on the show today, Viviana, and I'll be very happy to read your books.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and I hope that your book is super successful. Is this your only book? Do you have other books coming, or?
Well, right now this is my only book. I previously had an anti-bully book called Everything a Memoir, but I took it off the shelves because I was just not happy with the book. It was only 50 pages. Mm-hmm. So what I'm doing is I'm planning to release another book, a memoir, a autobiography, kind of making it like 300 pages. So it's going to be autobiography of my life, mm-hmm. and like the anti-bullying, a lot of that, and school bullies. So I kind of wanted to make it 300 pages because I was not satisfied with the release of my first book. So mm-hmm. right now, the book that's out that I have is How American Diet Culture Negatively Affects Latinas. That's the only book that's out right now.
Thank you, Viviana Rose, for coming on the show today and for sharing your story with us. And thank you for writing this book. Again, it's called How American Diet Culture Negatively Affects Latinas, and it is by Viviana Rose. And to our listeners, I hope that if you have an interest in intersectional fat issues, that you will consider checking out the book. I'm going to post links in the show notes, but if you are just on your phone right now, you can go to Amazon.com and search Viviana Rose or American Diet Culture. It comes up the first search result, so you should be able to find it pretty easily. The same with Barnes & Noble. Search Viviana Rose and it will come right up. Also, don't forget to follow Viviana Rose on Instagram. Her Instagram handle is Viviana Rose Official. Again, I will include that in the show notes so that you get the spelling right and everything. But I think it's super important that we all keep listening to each other and realizing that just because we're all fat doesn't mean we share the same experiences, and that people of color face an even deeper level of discrimination and oppression than white fat people do. So it's super important that we keep having these conversations, talking about fatness, and how diet culture and body politics affects each of us differently. So thank you for listening, and I will